I don't know if, Kelly, you have skated through life without any sort of groin injury.
I have not injured the groin. I have skated through life without that, yes.
I, up until last week, had as well. I had also kind of snickered at groin injuries, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thinking, huh.
Oh, that is the universe answering, sir.
You know, snickered only in like, hey, I had a groin injury. Yeah, what'd you do?
Uh-huh.
What were you doing?
Uh-huh.
What were you
How'd
doing?
How'd you earn that?
How'd you earn that groin injury,
huh?
Yeah. What's her name? You know.
Seriously.
So it's like a sign of getting older and the universe coming to say, hey. So I went for a jog. You know, my daughter's running cross country. And so while she and her team were running cross country, I was like, ah, you know, I'll go for a jog too in the same little park area. So Joe Creason, kind of a hilly area, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm just kind of jogging around the park. It's a nice day, you know, everything. No worries. I finish up. Everything's fine, right? The next day, everything's fine. Then Friday after the show, during the show, I was starting to get a little stiff, and I couldn't tell, it was like in my hamstrings or whatever. I'm like, man, my legs are kind of getting stiff. I wonder if it was because I was running those hills. And then after the show, Kelly, my body shut down.
Oh.
It was like I had a chastity belt around my midsection.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
I could not even barely walk.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And people here, I was made fun of here at work.
Oh, the bullies. Straight bullies
but
that we work with.
It wasn't even that. It was that I had a busy weekend. I had my daughters moving into college, into their dorm room, so I had to be a part of that, you know?
Oh, yeah, moving things. And you're going to need groin power.
I'm going to need groin power, Kelly.
Yes.
To be able to walk.
And oh,
so,
dang.
And so not only was I subjected to the ridicule and humiliation from our peers here at work who were snickering as I would use my little rolling chair to roll down the hallway because it was, quite frankly, easier on my groin to do that than to, like, hobble like a penguin to wherever I was needing to go.
Right? Bless your heart.
Oh, Kelly, it was excruciating. So then
I just thought the groin injury pain would show up like immediately. You pull something and you'd know it like immediately, not like gradually seize you up.
So
that's weird.
Kelly, I thought that as well, but after having a lengthy conversation about my groin with another man here at work.
Oh. That's fun. That's great.
I learned
especially
that,
for that person.
I learned that groin injuries can pop up about 2 days after the exercise.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, anybody who runs knows that runners don't stretch before or after. That's just not a thing that we do.
You should start.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I know that now.
Okay.
So during the move-in process, my daughters are so, and my wife is even, like everybody at my house is so caring. And they're like, oh, hey, are you sure you can? And I'm like, yes, I can do this. I can be a dad.
This is a pride thing now. I can
move. And like,
forget the physical pain. This is about my pride.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we're taking boxes and we have bags and things,
you're carrying things when you could really only hobble like a penguin just walking.
Yeah. From the car up to their fourth floor of their dorm. And they're like, hey, we need to slow down. And I'm like, I'm coming.
Oh.
I'm just like hobbling at such a snail's pace. And then we had to, so this is, I am to the point where I'm thinking I'm never, ever, ever going to feel normal again. This is how I'm going to live out my life.
Ooh.
I am going to forever have this pain in my crotch area.
Daunting feeling.
That is going to just be around for forever. And so on Saturday, I had to go back and go back to my daughter's dorm to help
them
out.
Fix the door.
Yeah. And so my wife is out of town because she had a gig, right? And so my youngest daughter, Zoe, and I were going there, and we had to go by Lowe's and everything. And she's like, I'm going to need you to get better. And I'm like, what?
Oh, she, her patience was done.
She was done. She's not in the nurturing part.
No.
She had only so much nurturing. And then after, when it was day two, she's like, all right, done with this now.
Are you done with your little injury? Because I'm over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The sympathy I found out in my family only goes about 24 hours.
Yeah.
And my wife was out of town, so she didn't have to necessarily worry about it. She just got the earful from me, you know, talking with her on the phone. But yeah, my daughters had to be like, yeah, are you done with this yet?
My youngest heart is
just like embarrassed walking
around. Her mothering instinct isn't kicking in
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, she's embarrassed walking around Lowe's with me as I'm going, I'm like hobbling, going, I'm coming.
Today, Dad, today.
She's like,
we'd like to fix it today.
She's like, do we need to get you crutches? I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Oh,
but wow. Yes, I want to publicly now say that if you have ever been subject to a groin injury, I now can sympathize, and I will no longer make fun of said injury.
Oh, great.
Whether to your face or behind your back.
Perspective.
I have perspective now.
Uh-huh.
And finally, it was yesterday, late afternoon, and this morning, I'm not 100%, but I'm definitely, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So.
Oh, great.
So
okay. Are we doing some stretches or
anything? Yeah, I've done some stretches, but I think part of it was my and maybe this is too much information.
Oh my God.
So my wife had a dream. Oh. And she was telling me in her dream that it was she and I, and she was massaging my groin.
Oh my gosh. Okay, all right. Okay. I don't think we need to go further at the story.
But after that dream...
You could just tell us that you're almost better.
I started to feel better.
Oh, great. Okay.
It was some sort of healing dream. Yeah, manifesting some sort of healing dream.
That's great.
That happened. So anyways, for those of you who I have wronged in the past, if I have angered some sort of groin god, then I am here to say I repent, and
Penance was paid.
I realize the error of my ways.
Okay.
Right?
Bless your heart.
And, yeah. Thanks to my wife for having that dream. Otherwise, who knows?
So do we have to do, like, wellness check on your groin for the next couple of days?
Yes, it's preferred. I do the same. Okay.